But the truth of the matter is, we feel inadequate. We're comparing ourselves to other people. Sometimes we respect the opinions of others way too much, and we hold way too much value to other people's opinions. And then we walk around and our heads are down, and we might feel like a loser, like we're not good enough, we're not strong enough, we're not capable enough. But if you listen to who God says you are, that changes everything. It's a game changer. Number three, we struggle with approval because we place people above God. We place people above God. There's one word that describes what this is. Idolatry.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on KDRI every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Addictions. Sometimes we have the tendency to think that addictions deal with items such as nicotine, cigarettes, maybe alcohol addictions. Maybe we think of drug addictions or even prescription drug addictions, which are very, very dangerous. Of course, we need to stay away from that 100%. Those are legit addictions. But there are other types of addictions that sometimes we overlook, addictions that can affect us. There's some people who have an approval, a need for approval addiction. They're addicted to, hey, I need that pat on the back. I need an approval. And maybe they don't realize it, but could it indeed fall into the trap of idolatry? Thank you for tuning in today. Perhaps you're tuning in yesterday. And Randy Sean Garcia is a Bible teacher, and yesterday he was sharing the importance of how we need to have a new perspective so that we can overcome any type of need for approval. Part of our sermon series, No Longer. This message is entitled, No Longer Need Approval. Because once we come into true faith in the Lord, doesn't mean that we're perfect, but the Lord helps us overcome so many things. One of those things that the Lord helps you and I overcome is this: the need for approval, so that it does not fall into the trap of an addiction. So we're looking at Matthew 4 and Luke 4, both talk about the Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. Our Bible teacher is Randy Sean Garcia, and we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. Once again, no longer need approval.
If Jesus had to prove himself to the devil, he would be performing for the wrong audience. If we have to prove ourselves to people, we're performing for the wrong audience. If we do it for the wrong audience, it means that we're doing things with the wrong motive. If we're doing things with the wrong motive, it means that we're doing things with the wrong heart. If we're doing things with the wrong heart, it means that we're doing things with the wrong spirit. And if we're doing things with the wrong spirit, it means that we're operating in the flesh. And if we're operating in the flesh, then we cannot please God. So the choice is yours. You don't have to prove anything. And if I do it to please people, then I'll be dependent on people to justify myself. If I do it to please people, I will be dependent on people for my reward and my justification. Life lesson is, remember your identity. You are God's masterpiece. God's view of you is different than you think. Let me tell you, God sees more in you than you see in yourself. Ephesians 2:10 proves this. It says, for we are God's, what? For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do good things he planned for us long ago. And then in 2 Peter 1:3, it says that God's divine power has given you what? Everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us to his glory and goodness. Did you know that before you were born, God had a divine plan for your life? He had a divine purpose for your life. God created you with everything that you need to do everything that he's called you to do. God's view of you is different than you think. Let me prove it to you. In the Old Testament, remember Rahab? Everyone saw her as what? A prostitute. A harlot. But what did God see her as? God saw Rahab as someone whose heart would turn to him. Rahab was God's masterpiece. What about David? When others saw David as a shepherd boy, he was overlooked by his own father. What did God see him as? God saw David as a mighty warrior. God saw David as a king. God saw David as a man after his own heart. David was God's masterpiece. What about Peter? Because Peter messed up over and over and over and over again. And then over and over again. He messed up all the time. But what did God say about Peter? He said, "You are a rock. And I will build my church on you, Peter." Peter was God's masterpiece. What about you? What about you? You may think that your identity is one thing, but God sees the identity that he gave you. I came here today to tell you that God sees more in you than you see in yourself. Amen. God's view of you is different than you think. God has put more in you than you realize. You are God's masterpiece. But I'm not good enough. No, step into his power. No, but I'm not smart enough. No. Step into his grace. Step into his power. His power is made perfect in my weakness. But I'm not pretty. I'm not as pretty as she is. No. God has called you to do something that he has not called her to do. God has a special plan on your life. And it's unique to you. You don't need to be comparing yourself to anyone else. You've got something that she doesn't have, and you've got a calling that she doesn't have. She has her own calling. Focus on what God has called you to do. You're not what others say you are. You're not even who you say you are. You are who God says you are. And he says that you are his masterpiece. Number two, we struggle with approval because we compare ourselves to others. I call this the comparison trap. There's a picture up here of some Olympic runners. You can see it. All right, you see, when they're running their race and when they're preparing, these are world-renowned runners. They're the best in their craft. They have prepared, they have trained, they are equipped, they have the best trainers in the world, they were chosen for their respective countries. But if you see everyone lined up here, it doesn't actually look like it's a fair race. But anyone would know that they're running the same distance. So can you imagine the person like way at the back saying, "That's not fair! Look at all those people way ahead of me!" They're comparing themselves to someone else's race. They're not staying in their own lane, the lane that God has called them to run in, but their eyes are fixed on someone else. Would it make sense? Would it make sense if one of these runners, they're in the zone, they're ready to run their race, and they look over and they say, "My lane is not as easy as your lane. I'm gonna run in your lane." hey, you know what? Your country, can I run for your country instead of mine? Hey, those shoes are really awesome. What are you, a size 13? I'm a 10 and a half. I think your shoes will make me faster. This is what happens when we start comparing ourselves to others. We're in the same race because our race should be for the glory of God, to live our lives for the glory of God, to win others, to win souls for Jesus. God has gifted you. You must use the same unique gifts that God has given you. We must use our unique gifts to fulfill His unique calling on our life. God has gifted you with gifts and talents that He has not gifted me, and God has gifted me with gifts and talents that He has not gifted everyone else. And if I was just too busy comparing myself to everyone else, I would be too distracted to run my own race. God is telling you today, stop comparing yourself to others. God has given you a race that only you can run. God has given you a race that only you can run. God has given you a race that only you can run. The question is, who are you racing?
Well, I'm going to cut in right there. Thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church, and we are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. That is between Babcock and Bandera Road. What you're listening to today is a portion of a message, No Longer Need Approval. See, sometimes we fall into the trap of an approval addiction, and sometimes we find ourselves wanting to get the approval of others, as Randy Sean was talking about, instead of seeking the approval of God. And can I tell you a secret? You already have God's approval. You already got it. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is open your eyes and receive it in the name of Jesus, right? Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be right back to hear some more of this message, No Longer Need Approval. Once again, Rising Higher is brought to you by Fortress Church, and we are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. We at Fortress Church gather together for worship every Sunday at 9:15 and 11 o'clock. Feel free to check us out on the web at www.fortresschurch.org. We'll be right back, because we're going to learn in just a few moments how that need of approval that some of us fall into the trap of, it can lead us to a whole bunch of other stuff that's not good for us. What else does it lead to? We'll get into that in just a few minutes. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher.
Have you considered a bachelor's degree for your biblical studies? Located in Northwest San Antonio, Christ Mission College now offers a bachelor's degree in church ministries. Christ Mission College, formerly known as Latin American Bible Institute, is a place where you can get a spirit-filled, quality Bible education. We are located at Braun Road and FM 1560, right outside of Loop 1604 and Braun Road. Like us on Facebook, Christ Mission College. You can even apply online. Here's the website, christmissioncollege.org. Or give us a call at 210-688-3101. Are you ready to take your ministry to another level?
Congratulations, the mailroom job is yours.
Thank you, sir. With this job, I'll finally be happy with the money I'm making.
The Bible says, whoever loves money never has enough.
I hear Dan is leaving management. Are you going to go for his job?
Supervisor? Oh, I don't know. Supervisor. A raise. I'd finally be happy with the money I'd be making. I could buy a bigger house.
It says whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income.
Bob, I'm going to be retiring. I'd like for you to consider taking my place as vice president.
Thank you, Bill. I'll definitely think about it. Wow. Vice president. Six-digit income. No more worries.
Only with God can we have peace. Without Him, we will never be content.
Mail's here, sir.
Just set it over there on the table. Ah, the old mail room. No decisions, no pressures, no hassles. If only I had a job like that.
A reminder brought to you by Fortress Church. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org.
Do you ever have days when everything that could go wrong does go wrong? Well, the struggle is real, friends. Life often feels harder than we think it should, but in The Struggle is Real, I address how our struggles can actually reveal a lot about what's going on underneath the surface. Let's talk together about what it means to have a story that's worth writing, what we're doing wrong, what we get stuck in, how we can find the way forward in freedom. Let's talk about how we can write a new story in life's difficult moments together. Hey, everyone, my name is Nicole Eunice, and I've written The Struggle is Real to help you right where you are in the daily struggles of life to discover the big redemptive story that God has for you. We do this together through the book, through a Bible study, or through the video curriculum that you can pick up online or at Right Now Media. You can find me at NicoleEunice.com, NicoleEunice, or on social media. I'd love to be your friend, and hopefully I will be coming to a town near you. Thank you for listening to Rising Higher.
I do want to thank you for tuning in to Rising High. We're going to get back into today's Bible teaching. Our Bible teacher is Randy Sean Garcia, and recently he was talking about overcoming a certain problem, and that is the need for approval. No longer need approval. We're going to jump right back into this message. Once again, here's our Bible teacher, Randy Sean Garcia.
God is telling you today, stop comparing yourself to others. God has given you a race that only you can run. God has given you a race that only you can run. God has given you a race that only you can run. The question is, who are you racing? Don't race. Don't run your race at their pace. Stop comparing yourself. Whose race are you running? Are you running your race? Or are you running someone else's? When you're distracted by someone else's race, you're self-sabotaging your own race. Who in your life have you set your eye on and you're running a race according to their pace? Instead of doing what God has called you to do, instead of chasing after the purpose, after the assignment, after the story that God has written out for your life, I'll tell you, the comparison game is a dangerous game to play. When you're distracted by someone else's race, you're self-sabotaging your own. Another example is, it's kind of like running on a treadmill as well. You know, when you're running on a treadmill, you're exerting all sorts of energy. You're sweating. You're running. You're getting tired. But at the end of it, you're in the same place that you started in. And I also think that that's kind of like us. When we compare ourselves to somebody else, all we do is spend a lot of psychological, emotional, and spiritual energy trying to keep up and compete with somebody that we were never called to be. And at the end of it, we realize, I'm in the same exact position. I think that social media is the king of comparison, if you ask me. We compare others' highlight reels to our behind the scenes. That's not a quote from me. I can't remember where I heard it, but it says, we compare other people's highlight reels to our behind the scenes. Because I'll be at work, working extra long, maybe working overtime, and I really, really want a vacation, and there I am drinking my nasty protein shake to try to stay healthy, and there I am getting on Instagram and Facebook, and someone is eating lobster in Cabo, and it seems like they've been on vacation for a month because I've seen them post every single day. I mean, how many vacation photos can you actually take? My goodness. I think social media is actually a great reminder that there is no win in comparison. I'm convinced that comparison is the number one destroyer of destiny. I'm convinced that the enemy, his number one weapon of mass destruction or mass destruction is comparison. Just compare yourself to someone else. Comparison is the opposite of wisdom. In 2 Corinthians 10:12, says this, "For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, are comparing themselves among themselves. And this is not wise." How do we stop comparing and seek wisdom instead? I'll tell you, and it's in the life lesson. Comparison clouds the clarity of God's call on your life. Clarify your calling. Clarify your calling. If you ever want to be confused about what God has called you to do, just start comparing yourself to someone else. That's easy. You want to be confused? Start comparing. You might be confused and say, no. Like, I know what my calling is. I mean, I have a great job and I serve people. No. Hold on. Time out. Do you know there's a difference between a career and a calling, right? A career is something that you're paid to do. A calling is something that you are made to do. We get caught up comparing ourselves to others that we cannot clarify our calling. We must ask the Lord to clarify our calling. We must be clear on who we are. But the problem is that many of us don't even ask God. We think we know ourselves better than God knows us. But the truth of the matter is, we feel inadequate. We're comparing ourselves to other people. Sometimes we respect the opinions of others way too much, and we hold way too much value to other people's opinions. And then we walk around and our heads are down, and we might feel like a loser, like we're not good enough, we're not strong enough, we're not capable enough. But if you listen to who God says you are, that changes everything. It's a game changer. Number three, we struggle with approval because we place people above God. We place people above God. Let me just, there's one word that describes what this is. Idolatry. Ooh, did he just say that? We place people above God. That is called idolatry. There's a few ways that you might struggle with approval. You might struggle with approval if you're worried about what others think. So, for those of you who are on social media, you post your status and you're like, okay, all right, great. 12 seconds later, oh, let me see if anybody's liked or commented. 12 seconds later, really? Come on. At least wait a minute. No, I'm just kidding. My wife and I, we play this game at my house. It's called Witchu. Witchu. Have you ever heard of that game, Witchu? Well, this is what happens. So we walk into our closet. She puts on one shoe here and then one shoe there. And then she says, hey, which shoe? Which shoe? Which shoe? And I'm like, that one. And she's like, wait. Let me do it a little bit slower. Hold on. Which shoe? Which shoe? Which shoe? And I'm like, I said that one. And she's like, wait. Did you already have the answer? It's funny, but it's true. The other reason that you might struggle with approval is you might be overly sensitive to what people say. So I can be like that. I remember I was talking about my first time preaching earlier, and I remember it was my first time. I was really nervous. I'm sure everyone could tell that I just was really nervous. I was sweating on the stage, and afterwards, a few people were like, oh, you did great. And then there was this one guy who's not in the room, so I can say this, right? Wait, hold on. Let me check real quick. Let me just double check. Yeah, he's not here. Okay, so he comes up to me, and he says, hey, you did good, but you don't really preach like your dad. So, I mean, but you did okay. But you don't preach like your dad, though. And I'm thinking, well, God has called me to be who he's called me to be. Amen. But I actually didn't realize that until weeks later, where I was dwelling on that. And I said, you know what? I am a rookie. I am a beginner. I probably did stumble over my words one too many times, or 10 too many times, if you were there. And I was so concerned with the one person that I missed the mark on what everyone else had to say. And I believe that sometimes words can try to deter us. You might be struggling with approval if you have a hard time saying no. You have a hard time saying no. So someone asks you, hey, can you do this with me or for me? Or can you volunteer for this? And in your mind, you're thinking, no, 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 no. Yes, I will do it. Dang it. I don't have, I'm too busy. I don't know. Yes, when can I start? If you have a hard time saying no, you might be struggling with approval. I think that becoming obsessed with what people think is the quickest way to forget what God says about you. Becoming obsessed with what people think is the quickest way to forget what God says about you.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to have to jump right in there because we're running out of time. And we didn't get to hear the entire message, but here's the good news. We're going to continue tomorrow. Hopefully you can join us tomorrow at 5:30 as we continue the last portion of this message, No Longer Need Approval. Can I be honest with you? I have a feeling most of us, maybe like you and maybe like me, deal with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the problem with that is that we're not depending on God. We're not letting God speak into our lives. Or rather, we're looking at what people say rather than what God says. Well, we're going to complete this message tomorrow. Our Bible teacher has been Randy Sean Garcia, and we're going to look at the remaining portion of this message tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You've been listening to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. And we are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. Also, feel free to check out today's radio broadcast on a podcast form. Yeah, I got to say that right. At risinghigher.org. You can tap into that right there. Join us tomorrow as we continue this message, No Longer Need Approval. Be blessed.